Welcome to Motivated to Lead podcast, helping you become a better leader. I'm your host, Mark Klingsheim. Hi, everyone. Mark Klingsheim with SEMA Partners. Glad you could join us for our podcast again this week. We're happy to have with us Aaron Wheels Bottingham. And I saw a video about Aaron's life and just some of the things that he has overcome. He was born with spina bifida. The doctor said that he would never be independent. And he is now an extreme wheelchair athlete. He competes internationally and travels and speaks to groups. He's broken a number of world records. And he's just got a great outlook on life and a great message that he's going to share with us today. Looking forward to our conversation with Aaron. Give us just a little bit of your story. I saw some of your YouTube videos, and I was inspired and thought you would just be a great guest to have come on our podcast.
You're the man. Thank you for having me. I'm 28. I've been living in Vegas pretty much my whole life. And I'm one of six kids in my family that were adopted. And just kind of growing up, always fighting for my mom's attention. And that's basically it. You know, just one of my brothers, his name is Brian, and he was always into action sports. And so he's kind of the one that kind of pushed me and got me into it in the first place. And, just going to the parks with him got me really pumped. And one day he told me I should try and drop in on my wheelchair. And I was only like 8 at the time, and a couple face plants. But then eventually I rolled away from it. And it was kind of at that moment I was like, holy crap, like I saw like the potential that my wheelchair had, you know?
Sure. Tell me about that first time you did. What was the scariest thing you did when you first started out? And tell me about some of the feelings you had.
Man, I remember when I first started riding, it was just like the simple things that were so scary. Like just, you know, getting in a wheelie and creeping over to the edge of a drop-in. Like, I remember that was so freaking scary. Eventually it started kind of progressing. Then I would do like I would catch some air or something, and I started doing grinds and 180s and stuff. And then eventually in 2006 is when I did my first backflip.
Wow. Well, tell us a little bit kind of, you mentioned that you, in a sport that maybe a lot of people aren't familiar with, but kind of your personal story, you were born with spina bifida that, and you have done a lot more than what probably doctors, when they first saw you, thought you would be doing at this point.
Yeah, I feel like the doctors made it pretty easy for me to succeed because they really estimated the worst. They were just like, you'll never, you know, they were telling my parents I'd never be independent and, you know, I'd need help my whole life and stuff. And so, you know, being raised and being told that, I think it really was the motivation for a lot of it. But it's been a lot of fun to ride.
Sure. Well, tell me a little bit about, you do a lot of speaking, at camps and with groups around the country, and you travel around the world as far as in competing. Tell me a little bit about that and some of the things that you're doing.
Oh man, it's been cool. I always wanted to travel the world as a professional athlete. And so to be able to do it, but because of my wheelchair, a little different than what I had planned, but no, it was like, it's been really cool to be able to travel around and just kind of share the message that a wheelchair can be fun. Cause I think a lot of people just see it, you know, see the stigma about it, but, really honestly, it's so much more than that. It's so much fun.
Now you use the word that you are on your wheelchair, not in your wheelchair. Tell me a little bit about that, the use of the word and what that means to you.
Yeah, so I've grown up, everyone's like asking me, what's it like to be confined to a wheelchair? And that always freaking bugged me. I was like, what the freak? Like, it sounds like I'm in prison, you know? It sounds like I'm like in a jail cell. And like to me, the wheelchair is just something fun. It, you know, without the wheelchair, you know, then I'm screwed because, you know, crutches suck and, you know, sure. So the wheelchair was always just something that helped me and, you know, it was fun. And so I was like, you know, I'm on a wheelchair, not in a wheelchair, you know, like I'm riding it like a, you know, skaters on a skateboard, you know.
Tell me a little bit about your parents and just the impact that they've had on your life and kind of how they raised you to be someone who is so positive and wanting to help others.
Oh man. Well, my parents put up with a lot of crap, you know, over the years, but I'm really grateful for, you know, how they kind of brought me up and how they influenced me in my life. You know, they really never treated me like I was disabled or that I couldn't do something. They were just always, you know, super supportive. And I wanted to start going to skate parks on my wheelchair and, you know, they're dishing out money to help repair my wheelchair, you know, they were just rad, you know?
So does your mom come and watch you compete? I can imagine she keeps her eyes closed part of the time when you're doing some of your tricks.
Yeah, she gets nervous, especially on the big ramps and stuff. But no, she comes out to the competitions and she's super supportive. She's just doesn't like it when I try to show her the crashes.
Yeah, right. So tell me a little bit. Kind of, I know you hold a record, Guinness Book of World Records record. Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh man, I think I have maybe 5 Guinness records now that I okay. got just kind of over the years, and I got 3 of them within like 2 hours of each other, which was probably the scariest, you know, time of my life. They actually, Guinness World Records came out to the Mega Ramp in California, and so I set the furthest wheelchair ramp jump. It's like 72 feet. Mm-hmm. And then I got the record for the tallest wheelchair drop-in at 30 feet and the tallest wheelchair hand plant at 30 feet. And it's the scariest freaking thing.
Yeah, that would be scary. I've seen you do some other things. One of the tricks that we're going to take a quick look at, a clip, is your double backflip, which was pretty amazing to watch. And this is a very shortened version. You had a number of attempts that looked very painful, but you persevered and the result was pretty incredible in the response, and want to get your thoughts on that. Well, Aaron, we just watched a video of you doing that double backflip, and I've watched it a couple times, and each time I get emotional just from the response of the people that were supporting you going through that. But talk about, from your perspective, what that meant.
Man, the double backflip was something I'd been wanting to land for such a long time. You know, from the moment I started, like, first, like, daydreaming about it to the time I actually landed it was, like, years. And so it was like this trick that was just like overwhelming and scary. And I would get hurt a lot trying it. Cause you know, the first rotation is easy, but then you got to try and get your head around that second time. And you're just like crashing hard, couple hospital visits, but, I think all of that just made it that much better when I finally landed it. Because it was, you know, it was getting late and I was, you know, everyone's kind of getting ready to just pack up and be done for the day. And I was like, no, like, I'm almost there, you know? And so a couple more tries and I landed it, and it was really the best feeling ever. And to this day, I've only landed it twice. And
okay.
Probably tried it like close to 100 times.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I saw one of your wedding pictures, which there's probably nobody else that has a wedding picture like that. You're doing a hand plant and your bride is standing beside you in her wedding dress. So that was pretty cool. Are you, you're a fairly new newlywed, 2 years. And so that probably is, how about your wife? Is she, I'm sure she's probably watched you compete. Does she get nervous too?
Yeah, she gets nervous, but really mostly just with the big ramp, because I think she gets nervous because I'm nervous and I'm not going to survive. So she gets a little nervous, but she's got nerves of steel.
Well, tell me, what are some of the messages that you give as you speak at camps and you're out there encouraging others to probably, and I've heard you talk about that some of the kids come to camps and they're in wheelchairs or they have other things that they're dealing with, and they come in kind of discouraged, but at the end of the camp, they're thinking differently. Tell us a little bit your message that you give them.
Yeah, like even just like a little while ago, I was at a skate park, you know, and we're doing some WCMX workshops. And there's this little kid on the side and he's crying. And I'm like, I just go over to him like, hey, you want to like come into the park, give it a shot? And so we get him in the park and he's super timid. But eventually something just clicks in his head and he's all over the place. And I believe he was the last person to even leave the skate park because he just couldn't get enough, you know, and to go from one extreme to another like that. It's just really cool to see. And what I try to help the kids see is just like the potential, you know. It's easy to think, you know, like, oh, this wheelchair is stopping me from doing stuff. But on the other hand, like, if you can get them just to see like how much fun you can have with the wheels, it's a pretty cool.
Great. So I know the pandemic has impacted as far as your travel as it has everybody else, but what are some things that you have on your, that you're working on and projects that you're looking forward to?
Yeah. I mean, the whole pandemic has been a fun sucker, messing up all the fun, yeah. But been staying busy, you know, I'm actually working on building chairs and stuff. So in the garage, I got a little bit of a metal shop and I do some welding and stuff.
Okay.
Trying to improve, take the time to improve on those skills. So.
Sure. Well, good. Well, I definitely appreciate you coming on and wish you continued success in your ventures and definitely look forward to seeing what you do next. And do you have any other records in mind that you're going to be breaking in the near future?
I don't want to call myself out.
Okay.
Put myself on the spot, but I am working on a backflip 360 and I've landed it once. But
okay.
I want to land it more than once, but it's pretty difficult.
Sure. Can you give just a little bit as far as if somebody would want to see more or hear more about what you're working on, how would they do that?
Yeah. If someone's looking into just learning more about WCMX, a wheelchair motocross, you can go to aaronwheels.com, wheels with a Z, or check me out on Instagram, Aaron Wheels.
Thank you for listening to the Motivated to Lead podcast. Please subscribe on iTunes. You can also see a video version of this interview at motivatedtolead.com. This podcast is brought to you by SEMA Partners, helping you find your next great leader.